Small European enclaves have given financial regulators big headaches in the past. Two of them, San Marino and the Vatican, will be visited by inspectors from Moneyval, the organisation set up to fight money laundering and terrorist funding in Europe, in the final days of September. They will arrive at a delicate moment. Starting next spring, the European Union, or EU, plans to pour about 209 billion euros, that's $245 billion, into Italy in order to help it recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Even allowing for inflation and economic growth, that is more than was invested in the country through the post-war Marshall Plan. Much of the EU cash will be directed towards the poorer south of Italy. But that is where Italy's mafias can most easily steer funds and contracts their way. Having two inadequately regulated mini-states on their doorstep would offer them an easy way to launder their gains. On a recent visit to Rome, Caterina De Bolle, the executive director of Europol, warned that her organisation had detected a rise in organised crime's penetration of the European economy and asked EU states to be particularly vigilant with regard to the recovery funds. As Moneyval made clear in its last report in 2015, San Marino has made significant progress towards installing a robust anti-money laundering system. But the Holy See looks more problematic, despite Pope Francis's avowed intention of overhauling its tangled finances. Two controversies are swirling. The first has to do with the Vatican Bank, properly known as the Institute for the Works of Religion, or IOR, a lender located within the city-state. The second concerns a judicial investigation into dealings by the Roman Curia, the central administration of the Catholic Church, the effects of which have rippled abroad. Inspectors had hoped that the Vatican Bank was no longer a problem. In a report on the Holy See in 2017, Moneyval concluded that its anti-money laundering procedures were firmly established. Yet the IOR is now ensnared in litigation, which ironically arises from the clean-up. In March, a Maltese court authorised three companies involved in a dispute with the bank to seize assets worth 29.5 million euros, equivalent to more than three quarters of the IOR's profits in 2019. The two Malta-based investment companies and a Luxembourg-based subsidiary claim that following a change of management, the IOR reneged on a commitment to invest 33 million euros in the purchase and development of the building that once housed the Budapest Stock Exchange. The IOR contends that the deal was altered in a way that prejudiced its interests and claims to have incurred losses and lost profits of up to 25.2 million euros.